now, Tucson's Hispanic Voices with Steve Nunez.
How is everybody? All right. Merry Christmas.
For 18 years now, Miracle in El Barrio brings the spirit of Santa to life for thousands of kids who otherwise may not receive a toy for Christmas. For many families, Miracle in El Barrio has become more than just an annual tradition. It's a Christmas event they look forward to that also brings holiday cheer to their hearts.
You've been coming here for at least 15 years now, right?
Yep.
How does Miracle in El Barrio, how has it touched you and your children's lives?
In many ways, it helped us a lot, and I have 6 kids from his heart every year.
We're glad we can put a smile on your children's faces, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too.
Myself, Steve Nunez, and John Volpe, Nova Home Loan CEO and President, started Miracle in El Barrio, inspired by a man named Ramon Gonzalez, who hosted the original Miracle on 31st Street. Sadly, Ramon's house was condemned, and he had to move away from his South Tucson neighborhood. As a reporter at KGO 9 TV at the time, I covered Ramon's story every year for several years. That's what sparked the idea for me and John to start Miracle in El Barrio and help fill this void of children no longer having Ramon living in their neighborhood to give them toys on Christmas Day. Nova Home Loans is the driving force as a main sponsor in the true spirit of giving. Other local businesses also partner with us, including Chick-fil-A Alcon Mall, Peter Piper Pizza, EG's, Florida's Concepts, and C. Charo, TM International, Premier Title, and so many other giving organizations. Today, Miracle in El Barrio has given toys to more than 34,000 children. Let's embrace this spirit of giving, and together we can continue our mission to help put a smile on a child's face for Christmas. Good morning, and thank you for listening to Tucson's Hispanic Voices. I'm Steve Nunez. My goal is to bring diversity into the conversation by giving voice to Hispanics and sharing their stories of success. Today, I'm going to change it up a little bit. I'm going to dedicate most of my show on promoting two very important Christmas events for children. My event, the 18th Annual Miracle in El Barrio, and the 7th Annual South Tucson Shoe and Jacket Drive. Both events benefit kids, many who live in households already suffering from poverty or with parents who have lost their jobs. As if that's not hard enough, many of these very same kids are also suffering from added stress trying to manage their education learning remotely from home. For many of these same kids, their families can't afford Wi-Fi. Bottom line, the need is greater than ever before, and these kids need us more than ever before. Joining me now is 106.3 The Groove's Manic Hispanic to talk about how he's helping out by hosting a drive-through toy drive tomorrow, Sunday, December 13th at Cardenas Ranch Markets on Irvington and I-19. All toys collected will benefit Miracle in El Barrio. Manic Hispanic, welcome back to Tucson's Hispanic Voices.
Thank you, Steve, for bringing me back.
I'm glad to have you back, man. It's nice to see you, actually.
Well, good. Yeah, man, it's good to see you. And I'm excited. We got a big event coming up.
We have a huge event coming up.
Yeah.
You know, you've worked your entire adult life in radio.
Yeah.
You've done countless, numerous community fundraiser events.
Yes.
How satisfying and gratifying is it, though, when you're doing a fundraiser to benefit kids, especially kids who may otherwise go without a toy on Christmas?
You know, Steve, it is very satisfying, you know, to know that you're helping out a kid and that you're helping out to make a Christmas a lot much better for that little child, that little kid,
yeah,
know, whoever it may be. So it's awesome. You know, that feeling is awesome. But, you know, I started doing it. I don't know if you remember back in the day when we were working together at the other station we talked about. Do you remember when I sat up on the billboard?
Yes, I forgot about that. Yes, I remember. Yeah. You sat up there. What was it?
Like, I was there for 3 days.
3 days.
Yeah.
Nonstop. You only got down to use the restroom.
Right.
And then you're back up on that billboard. And the idea was, get me off if we reach our goal.
Yes. And that was a food drive. That was for, you know, canned good foods and all that kind of stuff. So that was a food drive. So that's when I really started, like, you know what? I want to keep doing stuff for the community. And, the toy drive. I've done a few toy drives at other radio stations I was at. But, you know, I'm really excited about this one because you were kind of giving me a little how it all came about, right?
Yeah.
So basically, this has been going on for how long?
18 years now. This is our 18th year doing Miracle in El Barrio.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, to celebrate our 18th year, there's a billboard right near Cardenas Ranch Markets that I think, look, you can look down and check out all the lowriders driving up to drop off toys, right?
Yeah.
But I think we should get you back up on the billboard and until we reach our goal.
How many toys do you need?
At least 30,000.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I do have to tell you this, since I'm you know, in my mid-50s now, for some reason, I'm afraid of heights now. I don't know what happened.
And you'll probably have to come down the billboard a lot more to use a restroom.
Oh, yes. That is true. That is true. Let me tell you. I don't go anywhere if I know there's not going to be a restroom there.
On a serious note, and back to your toy drive, Cruising with Manic Hispanic, thank you so much for hosting this toy drive and lending your name to it and really calling out to the lowrider community on the South Side, which is a big part of your listenership. What drives them to respond to you in such a positive way?
Well, let's first talk about the lowrider community. And one thing that I've been, you know, because I've been working with the lowrider community about 12, 13 years now. And one thing I have found out, because if you think about it, you know, that group, those the people that are in that lowrider community, they are very family oriented.
Yes. So
they know when there's a call to, you know, come out and help, you know, this community or help, you know, with anything, they're like one of the first groups to come right out there. And that just amazes me. And then I thought about it. It's because they're all family based. It's all, so they know. They're like, you know what? Our family's good. We've done some really good things to, you know, to keep our family with a roof over our head, all that stuff. We need to help people that are in need. And they're the first ones to respond. And I think that's awesome.
And it's like one of those, because I know the feeling. And that's why they respond. Right?
Right. Yeah.
They know what it's like to grow up and not have much.
Exactly.
And now their whole mission is to make sure that other kids don't go without or experience that same feeling they felt on Christmas morning when they did not get a toy.
Yeah. And you hear that a lot. You hear that a lot when you ask, you know, when I talk to them, you know, like, oh, thank you so much. You guys did, you know, this whole lowrider group, this car club here brought in all these toys. And a lot of them will say that. I remember when I was little, I didn't have a bike, stuff like that. So, you know, it just amazes me. And I think it's a beautiful thing. And I hope people that are listening right now that don't know too much about the lowrider community, that's the thing that they understand, that this community love to give, love to help, you know. So, yeah, I think the response is going to be good.
Tell us about how this is all going to go down.
Okay.
Because we are going to be broadcasting live out there.
Right, during the night show.
But people can drive up, donate a toy, and send a shout out, request a song.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the way it's going to work. So it's going to happen during my show, which starts at 2 p.m. on Sunday. And it's going to be safe. So, you know, make sure if you do want to come out, you know, have a mask on. We'll be having our masks on. We'll, you know, keep everything with our hand sanitizers, everything. So we're going to keep it safe, right, Steve? It's all going to be
absolutely
safe.
And we're going to be social distancing.
Right. So people can drive up. They'll drop off their toy. They can shout out, you know, hey, so-and-so, you know, tell so-and-so to get down here. You know, they could challenge other people, other clubs, stuff like that. So we'll be doing that throughout the show to help get as much toys as we can.
What's the number one request that you get?
During the cruising show?
Yes.
You know, it's still like those oldies but goodies like Angel Baby by Rosie and the Original.
Yeah.
Lighter Shade of Brown is still big with On a Sunday Afternoon. And, of course, Tierra Together, big song. Still, those ones are probably your biggest ones.
I'm 18 with the bullet.
Yeah, that comes
out. Got my mind on the trigger. I love that song for some reason. I don't know why. Yeah. But that song always reminds me of cruising on Sundays.
It does. For me, I'm a little older than you, Steve, so I'm a Stylistics fan. Makeup to Breakup.
Oh, yeah.
You make me feel brand new. I could go on. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go listen to it right now and cry.
And once again, before we go to break, we're going to be at Cardenas Ranch Markets.
Correct.
On Irvington and I-19, where the Texas Roadhouse is.
Okay.
Right there in the parking lot. And you're going to be doing what?
I'm not going to be up on the billboard, I'll tell you that right now. But I will be out there with my mask on and asking people to come on out and help out.
And it's all for a good cause.
Yeah. Bring your toys.
Stay with us. We'll have more on how you can help donate toys for kids on the South Side who otherwise may not receive one for Christmas. In support of Tucson's Hispanic Voices, please make sure to support our sponsors. MPG Tire and Auto, going the extra mile for you and your vehicle. Nova Home Loans, the best combination of rates, fees, and services since 1980. The Law Office of Natalie H. Haywood, she's more than just a criminal defense attorney, she's an advocate for human rights. And theme music, composed by local guitarist Gabriel Francisco Romo.
You're listening to Tucson's Hispanic Voices with Steve Nunez. We'll be right back. And now, Tucson's Hispanic Voices with Steve Nunez.
I love seeing Santa Claus.
And that's what it's all about.
Yeah. I'm like, do you want to stay in the cold and see Santa Claus, or you want to go home? And they're like, no, we want to stay in the pool and see Santa Claus.
Welcome back to Tucson's Hispanic Voices. I'm Steve Nunez. As I mentioned earlier in the show, Miracle in El Barrio is Tucson's largest toy giveaway party for children, exclusively organized by local businesses that come together to make sure we give back to kids in need on the South Side. John Volpe, Nova Home Loan CEO, and I, Steve Nunez, started Miracle in El Barrio 18 years ago. Take a listen to an interview that aired on KVOA News 4 Tucson's Facebook page in 2018.
We started with basically tape, a stage, Santa, and lots of toys, and then we ran out. Yes. Our first year.
And then I gave you the credit card, and you ran across the parking lot and picked up another 100 toys because we wanted to make sure that there was every child received a toy at Christmas.
And today, that sparked our mission to make sure no child ever goes without. And let's not forget, we started Miracle because we know the feeling of waking up on Christmas morning and not having a toy. And this is what it's all about right here, making sure that every child gets a toy and that, more importantly, we touch their hearts and put a smile on their faces.
Yes. The smile is definitely worth everything to me, right? Because just like you said, you know, there was times I'd wake up in the morning and, you know what, there wasn't a present, right? And I want to make sure that never happens to anybody here in South Tucson for the underprivileged kids.
Amen, brother.
Again, you were just listening to an interview between John Volpe and I that aired live on KVOA News 4 Tucson's Facebook page 2 years ago. Since 2003, Miracle in El Barrio has given toys to more than 34,000 kids who otherwise may not have received one for Christmas. But as the old saying goes, it takes a village. We've been able to give back thanks to our many partnering sponsors, including Chick-fil-A Alcon, Peter Piper Pizza, EG's, Flores Concepts, and C. Charro, TM International, Premier Title, and many other organizations. 106.3 The Groove, Manic Hispanic, and Cardenas Ranch Markets are teaming up to host a drive-through toy donation drive at Cardenas Ranch Markets on Irvington and I-19 tomorrow, which is Sunday, from 2 to 6 p.m.
Describe again what the response has been, especially when you jumped on board and you said you wanted to be a part of Miracle in El Barrio. To date, we have given toys to 34,000 kids on the South Side, most who otherwise would not have gotten a toy for Christmas. We know that feeling. What's the response you're getting from the community right now, at large and within the lowrider community, who just loves to give back?
Yeah. Well, the response at first, you know, when I talked about it before, you know, when we had talked about it and then I put it out there, it was amazing to me that everybody knew about this this
Miracle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody knew about it, so I knew that, you know, you've really done a great job of getting this name out there, you know, of helping these kids, you know. So I think that's just awesome to know that 18 years, wow, you know. And I guess I want to ask you, Steve, you know, what kept you going so long? Because, you know, doing something like this, it takes a lot of work.
What inspired me was, and it still does today, is knowing that feeling of waking up and not having a toy as a child. And I vowed years ago that I would do everything within my power to try and give back to kids so they wouldn't have to experience that.
Right.
That's our duty. When we make it, you know, as big DJs or TV reporters or whatever it is,
right,
it's our duty to give back. And then the other inspiration was I used to cover Miracle on 31st Street, which was the original Miracle toy giveaway party on the South Side.
Oh, wow.
A man named Ramon Gonzalez still has it, his Miracle on 31st Street. Sadly, this year, his event at Casino del Sol was canceled just this week because the casino shut down, right? So I used to cover his story every year. And he had it right there in the barrio by Pueblo High School in the city of South Tucson. He'd have a toy giveaway party on Christmas Eve every year. And he did it by himself, okay? He collected toys from people and strangers, and everyone came together. And by some miracle, he would collect enough toys in time to give them away to the neighborhood kids on Christmas Eve. And then all of a sudden, the city of South Tucson got involved, and all these big businesses got involved and started giving back to help feed the kids, to help make sure that the kids got Christmas.
Nice.
So, ironically, his house got condemned. And at the time, I was doing a TV show and working with Nova Home Loans outside of TV. And I approached John Volpe, who is now the CEO and president of Nova Home Loans. And we're like, let's start Miracle in El Barrio. Let's fill that void that Ramon left behind because, sadly, again, his house got condemned, man. We started it in the parking lot on 16th and Ajo.
Oh, okay.
Fry's food store.
Right, right.
Man, we had yellow tape. We had no idea. We built a stage out of pallets and plywood. Oh, wow. Put a Santa chair there, sat Santa down, and all of a sudden, we ran out of toys.
Oh, wow.
We had about 500 kids show up.
Wow.
And we knew from that moment when I ran across the parking lot to CVS with John's credit card and wiped their toy section clean and ran back with baskets of toys to make sure we gave every child a toy who attended.
Right.
We knew at that point the need was tremendous.
Yeah.
And we just could not give it up. Right. So every year, this is what we do. And now we have sponsors. Besides Nova Home Loans, we've partnered with Chick-fil-A Elkhorn Mall, EG's, Peter Piper Pizza, Premier Title, Big Lots helps me out tremendously, different organizations around town. And this year, TM International, Ray Flores and Flores Concepts, C Charo, and all the Charo restaurants, really.
Oh, wow.
Everyone is jumping on board and helping us. And the beauty is that Miracle in El Barrio started with just us, and now it's grown into the largest for-profit organized event. And I say for-profit because we're all businesses.
Right.
We're not a nonprofit.
Right.
We do this from the bottom of our hearts. We don't make money.
Right.
We give money, and we just do it. It's not a write-off.
Yeah, yeah.
It's from our hearts.
Wow.
And I want to keep it that way in many ways because I think it maintains its purity and maintains the essence of what Miracle really is. Us doing it because we can. We've been successful. We made it. Now it's our turn to give back.
Yeah. And, you know, it's great that you guys do that because not that I'm saying, you know, a nonprofit organization isn't, you know, I mean, they do good for what they do. But I think it's great because you always hear people say, hey, man, look at all these guys, man. They make money. They got these big jobs. They should be helping out. Well, you guys are. You guys are helping out, and I think that's just awesome and good for you. And I'm glad that you let us be a part of it this year, you know, with everything going on, and hopefully we stay working together, you know.
I agree. I think we should make this an annual tradition. I really want to get you back on that billboard, though. We have to find a way to get you back on the billboard. Maybe next year.
We can
raise some toys, man. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Could it be a billboard that's not so high, like just a couple of feet off the ground there? You know, I'll do that.
Like, are you talking like an A-frame?
Yeah, there you go.
Let's have you on top of an A-frame. No, man, but in all seriousness, thank you for your help. Thank you for partnering with Miracle and El Barrio. We have a lot of work to do. Obviously, as you know, the need is greater than ever before.
Yeah.
And the need to really put a smile on a child's face is greater than ever before. I mean, we're hearing stories on the South Side that kids are just, you know, struggling.
Yeah.
Not only with educating themselves through homeschooling, but their families just trying to pay for Wi-Fi so that their kids can log on to the internet and continue their learning.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it's so rewarding.
Yeah.
to see all of us put a smile on their faces.
Yeah.
You know, and I think this year it's going to be even more so rewarding because, man, 2020 has been. Woo.
Yeah, yeah. We want to put that way behind us as much as we can, 2020. But you're right. And thank you again, Steve. And we'll see you out there on Sunday, man.
Thank you. And what's your favorite song you're going to play?
My favorite?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm debuting the Manic Hispanic Christmas song. It's called Dear Santa. That's going to be my favorite Christmas song. And let me tell you, Steve, it's going to be a Christmas classic for years. Watch.
Wait a second. It's your song?
Yeah.
You're singing?
I'm singing on it.
No.
Yeah. I'm asking Santa for a Lolo, my own lowrider. It's called Dear Santa.
Nice. Okay, we have to play that every hour on the hour.
I don't know if people want to go through that, but
well, no. We'll put. You know what? If they get tired of the song, then they have to donate an extra toy to stop the song.
You're holding my song. Please make it stop.
Here's another toy. Right. I think we're on to something, man.
Yeah, you might like it. I'm going to be feeling bad in the background. Man, people really hate this song. I'll do whatever it takes.
In support of Tucson's Hispanic Voices, please make sure to support our sponsors, MPG Tire and Auto, going the extra mile for you and your vehicle. Nova Home Loans, the best combination of rates, fees, and services since 1980. The Law Office of Natalie H. Haywood. She's more than just a criminal defense attorney. She's an advocate for human rights. And theme music, composed by local guitarist Gabriel Francisco Romo.
You're listening to Tucson's Hispanic Voices with Steve Nunez. We'll be right back. And now, Tucson's Hispanic Voices with Steve Nunez.
Good morning and welcome back to Tucson's Hispanic Voices. I'm Steve Nunez. As I told you at the top of the hour, I'm dedicating most of my show on promoting Christmas events for children. I want to now highlight the 7th annual South Tucson Shoe and Jacket Drive that benefits kids at Mission View and Ochoa Elementary Schools located in the 1 square mile city of South Tucson. This Christmas event is organized by Maria Cardenas.
Maria Cardenas, it's nice to have you back as my guest on Tucson's Hispanic Voices.
Thank you for the invitation. I'm glad that I'm back.
Well, last time you were on my show, we talked about your hard work to count every single person for the 2020 census. Today, we are focusing on your donation drive to collect new shoes and jackets for kids on the South Side. How big is the need for these kids, especially in the city of South Tucson?
More than ever.
I can imagine.
We have this pandemic and getting extended every day and people going through unemployment. So these families, they're in great need right now. And we want to be the bridge of the resources for these families so these kids continue their education and don't have any barriers to do that. So that's why we do this drive.
How do the kids react to your gift of giving?
Well, I go to Walmart, I go to Fry's, I go to, you know, any of these grocery stores and they see me and they still remember me from 7 years ago. They still ask, when are you going to take me again to get shoes and jackets? So it's a big impact for them.
What inspired you to start the United Hearts of Arizona South Tucson Shoe and Jacket Drive? I know, obviously, to give back and everything, but what experience in your life was it that inspired you to say, you know what, here's how I'm going to do it. Here's how I'm going to give back shoes and why jackets?
Yes, because working at Mission View Elementary for a few years, I had the opportunity to get very close to their families in the city of South Tucson. I saw the need. And I saw the responsibility from some of us, the community members, to give back because sharing is caring. So that's always something in my mind, you know, like if I do care, I have to share. So, and sharing means a lot of things, you know. It means the skills, it means money, it means time, it means, you know, volunteering, it means sharing with the kids, you know, reading time during the week of reading, putting together a fundraiser, putting together an event. That's, to me, that's sharing. And because, you know, I care so much for these kids and I care so much for the city of South Tucson residents and families, I do this. This is what inspired me, that I really saw the need. 98% of the students in the two schools in the city of South Tucson, they're low-income families, meaning they're in free or reduced lunch. So the need is there. I mean, there's no other way. You know, most of these students, they have a need. And it's when I started putting together this, you know, contacting different community leaders and community members and say, let's do this. So we started like that, you know, putting it together. And we started with 25 kids. And then we start moving to 35, 45, you know, and this year we already, 2 years ago, I took 100 kids. Last year we did 75. And this year our goal is to do 75 again.
And that is taking them shopping, right?
Correct. This is what we've been doing for the last 6 years. We pay for the buses to take the kids to Famous Foodware at the Tucson Spectrum. And then they open the store early in the morning for us. So the kids will go in. I mean, they go in and I tell them, you choose whatever you want. We do have volunteers from different organizations to help us out, to help the kids to measuring their shoe size and picking up the shoes. Also, the staff from some teachers and community liaisons from the schools, they're there to help. And then from there, we used to take them to JCPenney, which is across the street, and they used to pick up their jacket. Then after that, take them to McDonald's on 29 and 6 to have a free meal for them, free time, you know, where we used to have a magician or a clown or, you know, whoever can come and entertain the kids and have the opportunity to interact, you know, to talk to them so they can feel comfortable with you, which is very important for us as a community members, that the kids feel comfortable because they see you as a role model. You know, they see that you care, and it's how they react when they grow up. You know, I have a lot of people that, you know, they want to donate, they want to help out because they were part of a program like this when they were little. So they want to make sure that they give back in the community, helping kids. So this is what we used to do. But now, because of the pandemic, we're going to do it a little bit different, well, a lot different. So we're going to have the schools to pick the names of the students. And they go by, you know, depends the need of the school. They're the ones they know, you know, which families are the ones they need these items. So they're going to pick up the names. They're going to provide it with that to us, the shoe size, the jacket size. And then me and my helpers will be in charge of picking up all the items for the kids. And then on December 19th, 9 o'clock in the morning, families, they're going to come and pick up their items, the city hall in the city of South Tucson. And they will have a jacket, very nice warm jacket, brand new. Everything is new. And then very nice pair of shoes, Nike, Converse, Vans, you know, whatever we pick for them. And then, you know, some socks. We're also trying to see if we can get some food boxes for the families. So when they come, you know, the more we can provide to them, that will be better.
I'm sorry. So it'll be a drive-through pickup for the kids to receive their shoes, jackets, and hopefully a food box and other items.
Correct. This is how we need to do it now because the school is not in person right now.
And it's not too late to donate. If someone wants to donate cash, what do they need to do?
Well, we do have a GoFundMe page event on Facebook under our page, which is United Hearts of Arizona. And then we also can get donations through Zelle by the phone number 520-808-4330. And then some people calls me and said, you know what, I have a check for $200 or I want to sponsor two kids, you know, $150 because we're asking to sponsor a kid for $75, which is what we think it will cost between the shoes and the jackets. And again, 100% of this goes directly to the kids. None of the members of our organization get paid. That's why it's a nonprofit organization. And this is important for the public to know. 100% of these proceeds goes directly to the kid. And actually, all the board members, we have the responsibility to sponsor two kids each, on top of all the work that we do putting together this event.
Explain that feeling you get when you give a child new shoes and a new jacket and see the smile on their faces.
That's one of the greatest things that I have ever felt. But more than that is the satisfaction that I have when my kids, my personal kids, you know, tells me, you know what, Mom, thank you so much for what you're doing. I really love what you do. I really see you so dedicated. You know, I see your heart on it. And, you know, and I'm very thankful to have you as a mom. Right there to me, it's the best. You know, that even my kids, like I'm feeling that I'm transferring my passion and my dedication that I have to care for this community, that I'm transferring to my own kids because they're the next generation, right? But also, not only my kids, but when the kids tell me and say, Miss, I just want to say thank you because, you know, I keep being wearing my brother's shoes and they hurt me or they're too big for me. And, you know, now I'm going to have brand new shoes. And then they tell me, oh, and they're Jordan. So they're Nike or they get very excited. And just by seeing their smile, it just makes not only my day, but my whole year.
Maria Cardenas, thank you from the bottom of my heart for your commitment in giving back to our community and making sure our children have new shoes and a jacket during Christmas and the winter months. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Steve. And remember, I'm inviting everyone. If you share, it's because you care. So let's care for our kids and our future of this country. Thank you so much for the invitation. And God bless you all. And God bless the USA.
Listening to Tucson's Hispanic Voices with Steve Nunez. We'll be right back. And now, Tucson's Hispanic Voices with Steve Nunez.
Welcome back to Tucson's Hispanic Voices. I'm Steve Nunez. My next guest is Tucson's new Mexican consul, Rafael Barceló. He took office on August 1st. Barceló is a lawyer and has also worked in diplomatic affairs related to human rights.
Consul Rafael Barceló, thank you for coming back as my guest on Tucson's Hispanic Voices. Bienvenidos.
Hello, Steve. It's good to be here in your space. I really appreciate that we can get to continue our conversation, and it's also nice to greet the audience.
When you were last on my show, just before Thanksgiving, we talked about the pandemic and its impact on our Tucson economy due to the restrictions on travel for Mexican shoppers who spend, as you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in our local malls, restaurants, hotels, especially during the holidays. Sadly, coronavirus cases are on the rise again, and there's no sign of reopening up the border anytime soon to allow Mexican shoppers to travel to Tucson. On the flip side, though, what's the impact on the economy in Mexico right now due to Americans not being able to freely cross the border to shop there?
Well, yes, Steve, that is correct what you're saying about the impact on both sides of the border. On the Mexican side, of course, a lot of communities depend on tourism, particularly in the border areas, a lot of people also depends on trade with people from the U.S. that comes there for shopping or dining. And of course, those sectors have been severely impacted. One particular thing that actually have stricken us is that the foreign trade among our countries actually in 2020 increased. And that is actually something I think very important for us to know, because of course there were like the small businesses impacted in the border areas, but both of our countries rely heavily on each other for food, industry, and the rest of the economy. So foreign trade, even in these harsh conditions that 2020 brought to us, the two countries actually achieved an increase in the foreign trade. So I might say, like every time, the economic impacts are uneven depending on the sector that you are watching particularly.
What travel restrictions are in place for Americans traveling to Mexico right now?
Well, the suggestion of the Mexican authorities is to avoid any non-essential trip. So travel restrictions are not in place right now for Americans in Mexico. But that's also important for people to know is that some local authorities on the Mexican side might implement what they call sanitary filters just to check if people that are crossing from the U.S. to Mexico on our common border are complying with rules like using a mask or having a maximum of two people inside a car and not showing symptoms of the sickness. Of course, if there are people who are having symptoms and they're flying, for instance, the airline surely won't allow them to embark into the airplane. So I think it's holiday seasons. If it is possible for us to stay home, being in the U.S. or in Mexico, it is important to do so, because some restrictions are actually enforced with a short notice, and even if right now there is no heavy restrictions on travel, there might be some problems for people traveling, particularly if they, for instance, show a symptom.
When will Mexico have a vaccine for the coronavirus? Do you know?
Yes, Mexico did a pre-purchase of the Pfizer vaccine, and they are expecting to have that in the, I think it's the third or fourth week of December, so it's going to be quite soon. And the first stage of the vaccination campaign is going to be for the health sector, the health workers, and they're going to start in Mexico City, where the number of cases is the highest in the country, and also in the state of Coahuila. And after that, Mexico will continue with other vaccines that also have purchased, like the CanSino vaccine and the multilateral COVAX mechanism that most of the countries agreed to have access to the vaccine, and that is going to be also in the first months of 2021. So it's going to be quite similar to the start of the vaccination campaign in the U.S. Hopefully, of course, it's still in the approval part of the proceedings, but we are quite close to start the vaccination process.
How is the consulate's office social media campaign going, in particular Facebook, in connecting Mexican nationals to healthcare and other services during this pandemic?
I really appreciate that question. We at the consulate, what we call ventanillas or windows, to provide some services with local allies. And one of those is health. The other one is educational opportunities. And the other one is financial advisory. In the ventanilla de salud, the health window that we operate at Rio Community Health Center, we have been providing appointments or meetings with Lorena Verdugo, who is in charge of the Ventanilla, to make these orientations for people who need to have some health services so she can inform them. And we invite all the Mexican or Mexican Americans who might be listening to this to go to the Facebook account of the consulate. There you will find the phone number and also the email to have those orientation of the health window with Lorena Verdugo.
Explain the services the Mexican consulate's office here in Tucson offers people within our community.
Well, we have the documentation services first. So for people who need their passport or a form or photo ID called matricula consular that we provide, even the ID for voters that we call credencial para votar, all those documents might be requested here at the Mexican consulate. And also, and of course, it's an appointment system through Mexitel, which is you have to call to this phone line to get the appointment, and it's the 877-MEXITEL, as if you wrote the characters. And also, it's also important perhaps for some U.S. citizens or Mexican citizens. There are other services that are provided here at the consulate, for instance, visas for U.S. citizens that need to have a visa to go to Mexico. As you may know, U.S. citizens don't need a visa for tourism in Mexico, but some of them might want to get their study or to work or to live permanently, and there they will need a visa. So they also might resort to our website to get all the information that they should present to ask for a visa to live in Mexico. And another important document that we might provide, particularly for those who perhaps have property in Mexico or that have family and they should inherit something, it's like what in English is called powers of attorney or poder notarial, which is the official document that you might need in the case of participating into a trial or into a sale of property or receiving, if you are in part of an inheritance process. It's poder notarial. It's also a service that the Mexican consulate provides, be it for Mexican or U.S. nationals here in Tucson.
And we should make it clear, once again, if people want to visit the Mexican consulate's office, there are definitely safety protocols in place.
Definitely. And unfortunately, and we have been very transparent about this, we had an outbreak 2 weeks ago of COVID in the consulate. Even if we took all the safety measures, it's very hard, and we couldn't avoid that. So we are being more restrictive. So I just quest for people who need to do something at the consulate to be a little bit patient, because we are not closed. We are open. We are operating, but we are operating with very strict measures to make all these activities safer, both for users and also for staff at the consulate. So we are open, but perhaps we are going to be more patient. We normally provide the appointments in a very short period of time, and right now we're having more difficulties because we are being very strict about all the health protocols that we are doing, but we're still open.
What community events do you have going on this week that will benefit the community or benefit the consulate's office or relations overall between your office and the community?
Well, thank you so much for remembering that, and that is my aspiration. Even if I arrive here in the middle of the pandemic, we are trying at the consulate to be very close through social network with the needs for a community. And for instance, this week we are going to have on this a concert at the December 10th. So you can see it. Just go to the Facebook account, and you will see a concert that we're providing with Mexican music, Mexican musicians, so from the cultural point of view. And we're also having some events, and the Thursday 17th, we are having an event for entrepreneurs or small businessmen and businesswomen to how to start or make your business grow. We are also trying to help with the economic empowerment of our communities of Mexicans and Mexican Americans in Tucson. So we are organizing this. It's also through Facebook. You can watch it live, or you can watch it just in the videos section of the Facebook account of the consulate. And that would be two events that we're having this week.
And we should make it clear, this is all being done on social media, so all safety protocols are being adhered to, correct?
Exactly, Steve. Yes, we will love to have in-person events, but that is not sensible, and we have to comply with local authorities, and we are very committed to actually extend the message of local authorities of the importance of avoiding crowds and avoiding all activities that are risky. Even in these family holidays, we have to be very, very responsible with towards our community in the importance of being different this year. I mean, for us, it is very important, the family gatherings and family contacts is very important. But right now, we are, as you mentioned, on the rise of the cases of COVID, both in Arizona and in Mexico.
How can you contact the consulate's office?
Well, we have several ways and you can contact us. One is by phone, and it's 520-882-5595. If you have an emergency of consular protection, we have a phone line called SIAM, which is operated 24 hours every day of the year. It's called SIAM, and that is 520-623-7874. And also, you can go through our social networks or in the email. I am going to spell it, is CONTUCMX@sre.gov.mx. Sorry, that's a little bit long. But on the website of the Mexican consulate, you will find all this information. So, yes, we have different ways to be approached.
Consul Rafael Barceló, once again, thank you for being my guest on Tucson's Hispanic Voices. You are always welcomed on my show. I hope you and your loved ones stay safe and healthy. And if I don't see you between now and Christmas, Feliz Navidad.
It is me who thanks you, Steve, for this space and for having this opportunity to talk about several important topics for our community. Thank you so much again.
God bless.
God bless you too.
In support of Tucson's Hispanic Voices, please make sure to support our sponsors, MPG Tire and Auto, going the extra mile for you and your vehicle. Nova Home Loans, the best combination of rates, fees, and services since 1980. The Law Office of Natalie H. Haywood. She's more than just a criminal defense attorney. She's an advocate for human rights. And theme music, composed by local guitarist Gabriel Francisco Romo. Make sure to tune in to Tucson's Hispanic Voices every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 right here on KBOY 1030 The Voice. I'm Steve Nunez. See you on the radio next week.